Welcome back to Blurry Creatures, everyone out there. We're going to give you a little bit of a, just kind of like a, some investigative reporting of an old newspaper article from the New York Journal, December 5th, 1897, before the greedy hands of universities and the Smithsonian got a hold of the historical narrative. This is a great piece that really gives us some context and history of a lot of the things we hear on our show of like, what did America look like 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 years ago?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and it includes a lot of things we've talked about with the River Winds and Fritz Zimmerman. We talk about the mound builders and the people that existed, you know, that were here before the Native Americans, the tribes of giants, and it kind of encompasses all that, along with some flavor of the
Atlantis,
and you know your fabled battle of 100,000 giants in the now debunked King Og,
maybe debunked. Luke and I did an episode on the lost book of King Og. That was supposedly the only written words of the Rephaim, and you know we talked to some people and they're like, yeah, I think it's just a scam to sell some books because the Nephilim nuts out there will buy anything, like me. Was it this lost book from the archives of the Vatican? I don't know. And we decided to pull the plug on it. We just want to make sure that we're vetting our content, right?
Right.
Not putting out junk.
Yeah, not putting out stuff that doesn't feel up to snuff. Right. But what does feel up to snuff, Nathan, is the New York Journal and the story of a prehistoric battle between the Mayans of the Yucatan and the mound builders of North America.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop is just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
So Professor Walters spent 20 years studying and documenting the mound builders. And maybe we can find some of his books and his work. So anyone out there listening to this, if you want to look up Professor Walters' research and look into it more, give us an email, send us what you found. But we're going to read a long article that was published in the New York Journal. Acres of skulls, thousands of arrowheads broken against shields and buffalo hide that have long since disappeared. Tons of moldering bones that were muscled and strong before Christ was born in Bethlehem. Hordes of skeletons, skeletons of men, women, and children. There are 75,000, and almost everyone has been pierced by arrow and javelin. This is the vast prehistoric battleground brought to light by Professor Walters on the banks of the Arkansas River in the Indian Territory. 75,000 victims in a single battle. Gettysburg is a trivial affair by comparison. Cold Harbor is a farce, and the wilderness mere child's play. This battle, according to archaeologists, was fought between the Aboriginal mound builders and the Mayas, that wonderful race that swarmed up through the narrow neck of the isthmus from Yucatan and overran Mexico and fought the native races back from the lower Rocky Mountains to the Mississippi River. The attention of Professor Walters was first called to the remarkable number of human skeletons to be found in the neighborhood of Redlands when the Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Gulf Railroad was built through the Choctaw Nation several years ago.
For 17 years, Professor Walters has studied the history of the mound builders. By careful research, he has established the line of the crude fortifications by means of which they defended themselves from the Great Lakes southward. Down from Bering Straits, the yellow invaders, afterward the American Indians were pressing, ever pressing southward. Up from Yucatan, the Mayas were coming year by year. Here were the descendants of that great island of Plato, the lost Atlantis, fighting for new conquests. They too had found their Ararat in Yucatan, and were overflowing northward to beat down the more rude, more agricultural, and far less civilized mound builders. This was 12,000 years ago. The descendants of these Mayas existed in the Toltecs and in the crossbred, differentiated mound builders from the Aztecs. It became known in the building of the Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Gulf Railway that the laborers had brought to light tons and tons of human bones.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. This is a members-only episode, and it's just one of the perks that you get if you become a member and support the show. Go to blurrycreatures.com/members to become a member. You get access to chats. Last week, we had a chat with fans. We had about 60 people show up, and it got real personal and intimate, and we were able to discuss ideas, and it was just a cool time to get to know you guys, and you guys get to know us a little bit more. You get access to long episodes and episodes early as well. But you get this whole episode, you get a RSS feed right to your phone, you get to listen to the episodes right there, and you keep this show ad-free, and so everyone can enjoy the show. Once again, blurrycreatures.com/members if you want to hear the special midweek shows. Can't say thanks enough to everyone out there who supports the show.